Hello, this is Morgan Le Fay. You're listening to The Poetic Rec. Today we're going to talk about, I started playing Magic the Gathering and I'm addicted, and I made a blue-black vampire deck splash, blue-black zombie deck splash with vampires and fairies. I did have these fairy cards that, you know, come out, kill things. I can't remember what they're called. I'll get back to you. I'm sorry, I'm new to being a nerd. I decided that this year I'm going to become a vegetarian as I want to get in shape. So first step is I'm going to give up burgers, and I love hamburgers, but they make my waistline go up, so yeah. I started reading a book called Being Vegetarian Against Your Will. I don't remember the author's name. It's a girl. Her name's Tiffany something. I got it in the Kindle store. And this book is like saving my life on the not wanting to eat meat thing. I must say, I got something called a Diva Cup. But this is, it has nothing to do with being vegetarian. Diva Cup is a menstrual cup. And I switched over to that. And I know that might sound disgusting going from food to period talk, but damn it, I love it, and go to sleep and not have to worry about blood getting on your sheets. It's incredible. Alright, classes for next semester, they start soon. I'm taking ear training, sightseeing, music theory, acting one, and screenwriting. I'm really excited about screenwriting. I need to get my GPA up to a 2.0 because I've done some failing in the past, and I want to do the Disney intern program. Emily Autumn is coming to town soon. She's like one of my favorite artists. And I don't know if I should buy a ticket because it's a Monday night and the whole bipolar disorder schedule thing. It's almost my bedtime now. My bedtime's at 11 and I don't really want to be up too late on a Monday night, especially if I have school the next morning. But I don't know. If anyone's in Fort Lauderdale and wants to go see Emily Autumn with me, maybe. It's been almost 2 months since I've had sex. It's getting really bad. Really bad. Really bad. But, I don't know. I guess I'm good with being alone. I told you guys about the guy. Like, I should really give him a name. Let's call him Sean. I miss Sean. I love him still. And I don't know if I'm ready for a new relationship, but damn it, it's been 2 months since I last, like, hooked up with someone, and it is getting insane. Of course, the last time I hooked up, it was, like, the laziest 69 in the universe. Anyway. I don't know why I'm still taking birth control. I'm not getting laid. Maybe I should stop that. But, you know, then I might start getting laid. I don't want to go through the whole doctor process of going on birth control again. So, I really don't know. Withdrawal was better today. I took a couple of leave, and the headaches are getting easier to deal with. My AC is working now, so that's good. I'm still having writer's block, but that should be going away soon, hopefully. I'd like to start writing again. I'm a playwright. If you ever want to see my work, Google Suicide Slam. That's me. Oh, there was a new Red Squirtle episode on. If you don't listen to Red Squirtle, it's incredible. It's a Pokemon parody podcast. And it's hilarious, so check that out. But they had a holiday episode, and they had 12 Days of Brock, and I thought that was great. Yeah. I'm crocheting a blanket right now, and some hats. I'm going to be going to an art or craft festival or something and setting up a table, so that'll be fun. I've been working really hard on trying to get things done for that. And I'm going to say Les Mis a second time because Anne Hathaway is the greatest, greatest ever. If you haven't seen Les Mis yet, please definitely go see it. Other than that, I don't know if I have anything else to talk about today, but you can reach me at I think it's thepoeticrec.podomatic.com. Yeah, check that out. I'll figure that out. All right, I hope there's people listening. You're listening to The Poetic Rec. I'm Morgan Le Fay. Check you later.